Stories Online.
EPP bonus episode number 68 coming to you this week from Real Ghost Stories Online. Here's a little taste. My stepmom grew up in Brooklyn, New York in the 50s, and she was always telling me about the things she did when she was my age. She had tales of block parties where everyone in the neighborhood would just party out all in the street all together. Sometimes kids would play in the street around a fire hydrant like it was a sprinkler on the lawn. Hardly anybody drove anywhere or even owned a car. This all seemed odd to me as I grew up in North Valley, Albuquerque, New Mexico in the 80s. Never thought of things she did would be the things I should do, but when you're growing up, everything is new and strange and you have to learn, so I tried some things. She said it was commonplace for kids in the neighborhood to go call on the other kids, meaning go knock on their door and ask if they could come out and play. I preferred to just play on my own, and I'd invite the other kids over if I saw them out. Well, one day, while out playing, I came across a little girl that I'd never seen before. I remember thinking she was pretty. She had long brown hair and nearly perfect spiral curls. She said her name was Georgia. We played together that day. When the street lights came on, I walked back to her door, which was a house about four houses down from mine. It was an adobe-style house, very common here in the Southwest, with a sort of wall around the entrance area that was at least 5 feet tall, taller than me. Not as tall as the house, and a wooden plank about an inch thick in the middle of the wall, on a spring that served as a door. There was no way to see in or around. She walked through the door quickly, holding the edge near her body as though she were trying to keep something in or keep me out. I saw her every day for several days after that, and we played together. Then one day, she didn't come out. I told my mom that she had not been out and that I missed her, and she said I should walk down there and call on her the next morning. I went to bed that night wondering if maybe she was right. I really liked that girl, and all the other kids around were boys. Playing with boys just isn't the same. I wanted to see if the girl could play with me some more. I went down to the house the next morning, stood outside the adobe wall, staring up at the top of the wooden panel, and wondered if it would be okay to walk through it and in the front yard and up to the front door. I didn't know what I'd see when I walked through it. It very much seemed like she didn't want me to walk through it. I'd walked her home before. Were there animals that might escape when I opened it? Was it a rule her parents had about letting strangers in? I was nervous, but I finally walked through the door. What exactly was on the other side? That's the question.
It is.
Find out in the EPP bonus episode number 68. Very, very compelling story of, well, is it a ghost child? What did she find? That story and more. Also, the excitement of home ownership quickly fades as a young family finds that they are not so safe at their new home.
And there's definitely more than one thing going on in this home.
Yeah, it almost is reminiscent of like horror movie haunted houses.
Yes.
Kind of Amityville-ish, if you will. Also, a listener's nightmare turns out to be a premonition.
I think I would have horrible sleep anxiety if this happened to me.
Yeah, plus while trying to prepare for the worst, an apparition informs a listener that her babies will be just fine. Is it a visit from a deceased loved one? Is it something else? You'll have to find out in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up to get it on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. Click Become an EPP. Your support is what keeps this show on the air. So if you like it, you want it to continue, sign up to be an EPP, and it shall be. Do it on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com, and thank you.